Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Joining us today, Greg Haynes, the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Greg, how are you today?
Doing great. How about with you, Jesse?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Greg. Appreciate you joining us here today and talking about some great things coming up, some milestones coming up with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I know we have the Cattle Industry Convention happening here in Nashville, August 10th through the 12th. So coming up in just a couple of weeks' time, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board 35th anniversary. You guys are going to celebrate during the Cattle Industry Convention, Greg.
Yeah, we are. So, yep, as you said, 35 years since the checkoff first started. So it's hard to believe that it's been that much time already. And a lot of things have definitely happened over those 35 years. But since then, we've been around. We've had people who've started this, but we've never really had an award to kind of reach out or to honor those people that really had an impact in setting up the whole program and getting it going, and just the impact that that's really had for our whole industry. So this year, with the 35th anniversary, we've decided that we are going to launch a new award called the Visionary Award. So this will be the first time we've ever done it. And really, this will be focused on featuring an individual who's had a big impact and commitment and vision to the beef industry and to the beef checkoff. And, just kind of really thanking them for that support that they've had. So we're excited to be launching this award at the convention. It'll be the first time. I think this will be an annual award going forward, but this will be the first time we've done it. So hopefully we'll see if you can guess who's going to be the winner.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and can't wait to see that. It'll be Wednesday evening during the convention on August 11th here. During the convention, it's going to be going on in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you mentioned all those kind of criteria in the background of the Visionary Award and thinking about 35 years of the beef checkoff. And I'm sure there's no shortage of folks who could possibly be the first person to win this award and win it down the road. Just so many people have been instrumental in the beef checkoff over 35 years, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. I think this one will be exciting. With the first one, we had our staff and our officers kind of meeting and getting together and deciding, who would be the best person to receive this award for the first time. And I think as we were talking, we all pretty much gelled on one person. So I think they're definitely a very deserving person. So we're excited to give this out. And then as we go forward next year, like you said, there's just so many other individuals out there who've played such an important role in promoting beef and getting beef front and center in front of all the consumers here and around the world. So that's going to be a tough decision every year going forward, but we have a lot of great candidates out there.
Well, and talk about just the beef checkoff in general and reflecting on 35 years and the impact that the beef checkoff has had here on farmers and ranchers in the U.S. and whatnot. And just maybe give me your thoughts on just that overall impact of the beef checkoff, which I know is just, it's massive, Greg.
When you think about it, when the checkoff first originated 35 years ago, and a lot of people have forgotten this, it's like beef consumption was in a free fall. I mean, at that point in time, everyone was just talking about how bad beef is for you. It's bad for your health. You shouldn't eat it. It's got all this cholesterol and fat, and all these diets were pushing you away from it. You had issues like, food safety issues where, Jack in the Box had children dying from E. coli that was attributed to beef. So the sentiment towards beef was just very, very negative. And on top of that, you were having changes in dining with different kind of ethnic foods becoming more popular, and just a huge shift in the culture. And so the industry realized we had to do something to stop this shift, because if not, it was just going straight down. And so that's when the checkoff came into play. And you could see, it came in, it started doing programs, research, promotion, all these different things that it was designed to do. And it stopped that fall and now has been building it up. And, The fact that we've got so much protein out there, so many different options, people don't think about that. And so we have to be making sure that beef is front and center. And if the beef industry is not doing it, it's like, who is going to do it? You've got checkoffs for pork, for other poultries. You've got, these new meat alternatives coming out that are promoting their products and basically, saying we're better than beef. We taste like beef. We look like beef. We're better for the environment, and using a lot of misinformation to promote it. So to counter all this, we need something, and that's what the checkoff is all about.
Well, and I know as well, the Checkoff, you guys have a website, drivingdemandforbeef.com, and there's some noteworthy successes over the last 35 years that folks can go see there if they're looking for a little history lesson. But of course, like you mentioned, just driving that demand for beef and continuing to spread the story and the message of beef and how good it is for you. I mean, I think about it. I'm one that I'm going to the grocery store and grabbing a steak out of the case and throwing it on the grill here this summer. I mean, it's one of those things where you mentioned it. There is a lot of misinformation out there at times, Greg, and having the Checkoff is just so important to try and counteract that and fight that misinformation.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me. Yeah, with the without the Checkoff, I mean, you really wouldn't have that research to back up how sustainable the product is, how nutritious it is. It's introduced a lot of different cuts, things like the flat iron. They've added so much value and given consumers more options. You know, we reach out to the international markets. You've got 96% of the world's population out there, and their economies are developing and growing, and they want good quality proteins. U.S. beef is the best for that. So there's just so much going on that we can do to get out there. So, yeah, I agree. The Checkoff's important.
Well, you mentioned driving that demand and looking at overseas trade and everything else, and looking here, you know, through the rest of this year and on into next year, any big highlights that the Beef Checkoff is working on right now that we should be aware of?
I think so much of the work that the Checkoff's doing continually builds on itself and expands out. So, I mean, we're always doing work on research on the sustainability of the product and how that fits in. You know, consumers are wanting to know more and more, where is the product coming from? Is it sustainable? You know, they're hearing from all these alternative meat companies that we're causing all the global warming in the world. You know, it's beef's fault. We're, you know, releasing all this methane. And really, the story that we have is very good about our sustainability. And we're really recyclers of this. We're not emitting new methane gases or greenhouse gases into the environment. So all this research that demonstrates this, I think, is very important to get out there and continue to fight back. Social media is amazing with what you can do as far as how you target specific consumers. So we can identify, you know, who are the buyers of beef or the potential buyers of beef. And as they go into the grocery stores and have their phones, they can be pulling up information on their app that's popping up, you know, on their phones, because they're our target audience and can receive these, you know, very specific messages. So just a lot going on with the Checkoff that's very exciting.
And again, that website to learn more, drivingdemandforbeef.com. With that, Greg Haynes, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Jesse. Really appreciate the time. Hope you have a good day.
Again, that's Greg Haynes, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.